ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it was a story that always sounded like it was the plot of a Hollywood movie, and now it is actually becoming one. It is the story of how the American Samoan soccer team went from being one of the weakest teams in the world to qualify for the 2014 FIFA World Cup. Now, that unlikely journey has already been shown on movie screens as a documentary called Next Goal Wins. But then Hollywood producers also saw its potential, and they are currently finishing off their own comedy remake of that documentary, and their film is expected to be released later this year. When that happens, it's expected to turn the spotlight on soccer in the Pacific, but also on the remarkable story of Jaya Sailua. As Richard Ewart reports, one of the stars of the American Samoan team, Jaya is the only transgendered international soccer player in the world.
Directed by New Zealand's Taika Waititi, the new movie has turned the original Next Goal Wins documentary into a comedy drama, but one that Jaya Sailua says is true to its spirit. And as long as people recognise that it's not the documentary, she believes they will appreciate the new version of the American Samoa story.
I do know that the true essence of what the documentary presented is there in the remake. It's just a hybrid version of the documentary. Some true events are left out and then some were altered to make them more entertaining. And I think that Taika has been doing a really good job in, you know, maintaining the true essence of our story.
News of American Samoa's landmark win over Tonga went around the globe, and the documentary catapulted the transgender defender onto the world stage, ultimately as a gender equality ambassador for FIFA. When the idea of making a dramatised version of her story and that of her teammates came up, Jaya was approached to play herself in the movie, but she wasn't comfortable with that idea, so the search began for the right actor, and that turned out to be Kaimana, a Samoan living in Hawaii, and like Jaya, a Fafafina.
And then I met her, and she's such a sweet girl. She's fierce. She's a new actress, and I think this film will introduce her to a lot more opportunities for her to, you know, pursue an acting career. Her energy is the same as mine, and that's what I like about it.
Speaking to Variety, the director, Taika Waititi, explained why it was important to him that a transgendered actor should play the role of Jaya.
There's no way we would have even approached it, you know, any other way. Personally, because I'm from New Zealand and, you know, in Polynesia, it's just really accepted. The Fafafine culture, you know, in Samoa is, for the most part, a very respected and accepted part of the culture and of life. And long story short, we were always going to cast a trans actor.
It was very important to me, but I think it's more important to the transgender community as a whole to be able to be portrayed by another trans person. I think that's what all films should be. And I think Hollywood is making moves to, you know, make sure that not only trans people, but any minority is represented correctly.
But while Kaimana can act, she can't play football, and that presented a problem, as Jaya's last-ditch tackle in the historic 2-1 World Cup win over Tonga is a crucial part of the action.
She's not a footballer at all. There was a scene where she had to do the Jaya slide tackle, and I felt bad watching her do it over and over and over again, but I appreciate that they did that. They had to do it a number of times in order to get it as a fierce, clean tackle. And yeah, she's not a footballer. A lot of the boys in the film are not footballers as well, but I know that it's a film about football, but I think all the editing and stuff will make them look as good as we think we are.
Next Goal Wins, the documentary, won a number of international awards and certainly turned the spotlight on soccer in American Samoa. But this time, Jaya expects that level of attention will be off the scale, and her hope is the movie will help to bring more resources to develop football in American Samoa and Oceania as a whole.
Hollywood is a completely different playing field, and this will pretty much blow up our story. I think it'll help the image of football in the region. It'll help the world understand why we play here. It's all about the love of football. And I think it'll bring a lot of bigger countries back to the true essence of why they began playing in the first place, because they love the sport.
And Jaya isn't finished yet. She plans to be back on the field with American Samoa when World Cup qualifying begins in Oceania later this year. And she has plans to write a book about her life, with the aim of publishing it next year on the 10th anniversary of American Samoa's famous win that is so central to her story.